Nationally, there's nothing in place that says this is the ratio that an assisted living facility or home has to have. Can you believe it? In the United States right now, there are 76 million baby boomers. The number one dilemma for these baby boomers? Housing. That dilemma can be your opportunity. Welcome to the Assisted Living Network podcast, where you can discover how just one residential assisted living home could secure your financial future forever. Hey, it's Isabel from the Assisted Living Network. And want to know why our homes are better than your facilities? Well, it all comes down to ratios. Better ratios equals better care. So what are the national or state ratios that we all have to abide by? Guess what? There are none. Nationally, there's nothing in place that says this is the ratio that an assisted living facility or home has to have. Can you believe it? Assisted livings are run by state regulations, not national regulations. And worse, many states don't even have rules on this. When you search your state rules and regulations, you'll see that oftentimes the states are kind of saying whatever works. And that is not okay. I hope you're as upset about this as I am. This is something that just irks me to the end. What is common? Now that's another thing. In the assisted living facilities, you'll often find where they have 20 seniors or 30 seniors in the daytime to one licensed caregiver. And at night, I've seen 40 to one or 50 to one. You guys, that is not okay. How is this not illegal? It really should be. I don't really care what's common. That's cruel. That's wrong. We should be upset about this. What's really sickening is that a lot of times these facilities will market themselves differently. They're going to say, hey, we have a 10 to 1 or a 20 to 1 ratio, when the reality is it's really 30 to 1 or 40 to 1. But what they're doing is they're including non-caregivers in their published ratios. They're including the girl who works at the front desk and the guy who mows the lawn, the chef, the activities director, the manager, who none of them are doing care for the seniors. This should be illegal, but it's not. And no wonder caregiver turnover is insane at the big boxes. I would want to quit too. I mean, don't you want to quit just thinking about it? That's not humanly possible to care for that many seniors, with call buttons being pushed off the wazoo and people needing, you know, their bums wiped, being helped out of bed, wanting a snack or water. These people need serious help. And when you have to take care of 30 seniors, it's just not going to happen. And so the care ratios impact the quality of care drastically. And this is a massive issue in our industry. What happens when you don't get the help that you need? I mean, I have heard horror story after horror story about bed sores, about people being double diapered, about UTIs that have eventually led to that senior's death, about trips and falls and neglect. It's sickening. It comes down to one thing: ratios. We can offer better care in our homes because we simply have better ratios. In a residential assisted living home, although there may not be requirements from the state or nationally, we suggest at the Residential Assisted Living Academy that you have a 4-to-1 or 5-to-1 ratio in the day, 8-to-1, 10-to-1 at night when the seniors are sleeping. Those better ratios make us have better touch points and make us have better staff who is actually there. Like literally, they're there when you need them, which is so important because when I hear those stories of the call button being pushed and someone not being found until the morning, but they push the button at 8 p.m., it makes me sick to my stomach. So we recommend that 4-to-1, 5-to-1 in the day, 8-to-1, 10-to-1 at night. Other staff in the home, if we have an activities director come by or a chef who works in the home and prepares meals for the seniors, they are not included in our ratios. That's something that I stand on, and I highly encourage all of our students to not include staff. We are talking caregiver to resident ratio. That is it. Stand above what's happening in the society. Be better than what is happening at all of these facilities around you. And when you do that, it will become very easy, very simple for people to want to choose you. I also want to talk about smart tracking tools like Care Predict or Mercury Alert. These are incredible systems that can literally track where the seniors are within the home, and they wear a little wearable, like almost a Fitbit or an Apple Watch. And when they need care, they press the button and it alerts the staff where that senior is within the home. And so they can hurry up and get to them and attend to their needs, and they can press the button when they get to them. Well, listen, what's so cool is when they press the button, it's timing how long it took from that button being pressed to them being attended to. And there's a reason that the big boxes who use these systems don't publish their times, because you would be disgusted by their times when the average time is 2 hours or 30 minutes or 4 hours even. That is wrong. In our care homes, it's less than a minute typically, because first of all, the home is smaller. And so it's a lot easier to run from one side to the other when a senior calls and says that they need you. Now, don't you think that the times being published of how long it takes for us to serve your loved one, you know, would be an important factor in choosing what care home to put your loved one in? Oh yeah, baby, that would be incredibly important. And that's exactly why they don't publish those times, because you would never choose a large facility, no matter how amazing the chandeliers are, okay? You would always choose a residential assisted living home. But I want you to know this, as a residential assisted living owner, most of your leads will come from big boxes. When it comes to marketing, you really want to make sure that you highlight these things. And this is how you're going to stand out from the local big box down the street. Market your ratios. Market the top quality care that you can give. And if you've invested in a smart tracking tool, market the time it takes for you to help a senior who's in your home. Use those actual statistics to market and bring in seniors who are not having a great time at facilities and are understanding that this makes a massive difference. When you're a member of the REL National Association, we give you lots of discounts and access to companies like Care Predict and Mercury Alert. So be sure to get your free membership at the REL National Association today. Thanks for listening to the Assisted Living Network.